This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 past the hour on the DJ V Experience, Thursday the 15th, the Ides of March, ladies, are upon us. And if you're new to the ladies are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm not one of the ladies, but then I have been known to be in touch with my feminine side. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, presenting what will be a wonderful day, good day of conversation. Lots of things going on. We'll highlight some of the trending things right now with Victoria Keelan's sharp mind.
Yesterday during the national walkout on social media, she actually she was arrested yesterday for having her in school. And pepper spray as well. She's in high school. She's a senior. And she posted on Snapchat, "You're walking out for the allowed time of 17 minutes. They are letting you do this. Nothing is going to change. What the F do you think it's going to do? I hope it's a trap and y'all get shot. We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway." So, okay, that's a super disturbing statement. She was arrested, and now they're looking into figuring out what's going on with this girl. She may or may not share some of the same mental similarities as her brother, who of course went and shot up that church 2 years ago. So that's trending right now. The story is still developing. Very, very disturbing. And the other disturbing item on social media trending right now, yet another dog on United Airlines, this time made it alive, however has been shipped, was supposed to go to Kansas and went to Japan. So United has no idea what they're doing when it comes to taking care of your pets. I think it's pretty clear you just should not travel with your pets if you're going on United. This is a 10-year-old German Shepherd. The family was moving from Oregon to Wichita, Kansas. Somehow, their poor dog made it all the way to Japan. And, of course, so United says they're sorry and blah, blah, blah. Luckily, this dog is okay. They're not so much the same for another dog earlier this week.
And the dog we're talking about earlier this week, for those who didn't hear it, was put in the overhead and got cooked in the overhead. Well, in I suppose
no oxygen in there. Probably suffocated.
There was not enough air in there.
I don't understand why they would even think to put it in the
overhead. I'm not putting that on United. I wouldn't put that on United. I'd put it on the moron who put the dog up.
Well, no, there. The moron that put it in was United, though. The flight attendant was the one that said had to go in the
overhead. I didn't hear that part of it. So, what? In general, let's just take this for what it's worth. Whether it's United, whether it's American, whether it's Delta, whether it's Southwest, whether it's any of the airlines, good or bad, because they're average. Maybe that's the best way you can, you know. I love the way American says in their promotion, "We're doing what we have is great, and that's what we're going for is great." And yet they continue to act like clowns when it comes to serving the public. But they got an organization that the government has allowed them to expand and expand and expand, so that they are too big to manage. They're all too big to manage. And so there's that. There's a whole lot. There's a number of levels of incompetence here that all play together. And mostly it boils down to greed. And so anyway, the point here is, if you're traveling, yesterday when I was on the plane coming back here, They were sitting, and this fellow came by, and he had a Labrador. It may have been a Golden Retriever. I was half asleep, so I didn't make any. But the dog stuck her nose in my lap as she's how they're loading on, and you're sitting there, and the people are getting their stuff up overhead, so the people are waiting, and the dog just happened to be right by me when they stopped. So she stuck her nose in my lap, and I looked at her, and I petted her, and I looked up at the guy, and he had a big smile, and he's the sweetest little dog. And then right behind him, this woman has this little, I don't know what it is, about half the size, and the dog's just prancing around. And so I'm thinking to myself, it's almost like a parade of dogs. People are bringing their dogs on the plane, and I don't object to it as long as the dog is okay. There was a child on the flight. I mean, people sometimes get upset. They see the dog, but there was a child that was screaming for at least the first 45, 50 minutes of the flight, screaming, the poor thing. And whether it was just that it was too tired, a lot of these people had been, it took me 3 flights to get out, to get back here. And I know a lot of those people that were on the plane had been waiting to come back to Boston for at least 24, maybe longer, 24 hours. And imagine having a baby that couldn't sleep in the right circumstance. It's all, it's coincidental. I don't blame anybody for anything. As a matter of fact, when I got up and I walked around, the mother was carrying the baby around the plane. The baby had gone to sleep. And then once the baby went to sleep, it was fine. But you have all of these distractions now when you're flying. And so it requires, my point is, it requires better management. It requires people, just because it is what it is, to be a little more tolerant, a little more understanding. No matter whether you sit up front or in the back of the plane, it just isn't the same as it was. And it never will be again, because the concentration in part on the people that run the airline is to make as much money as possible, cram as many people into the plane as you can, and that's just their motivation. That's what the capitalistic system does. So you work, you figure out on your own, and the people who allowed the flight attendant to put the dog in the overhead bin, that should not have been. You put up, even if you didn't think about it, now hopefully with all this noise, people will think about it and not allow themselves to be either. Sometimes the flight attendants are fabulous. Sometimes they're just dolts. And they're not any more interested in being. Can you imagine somebody who bids, these people bid by seniority every month their trips. And can you imagine month after month after month, you get overnights? What does that do to your life, to your, what do they call it, circadian rhythm, your interest? The people that were on the flight I was on yesterday were horrible. And yet the group that I had going out to Los Angeles the week before were fabulous. The people on the plane last night, they could have cared less. They may all be trained the same, but they're not all psychologically the same any more than you and I are.
But isn't that but you've been flying for a really long time, and you're a pet owner, but isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of putting a dog in the overhead bin?
There's no common sense involved, Victoria, in that at all. Not even a slice.
And I'm sorry, but I blame the pet owner, too. Because if I have two little guys.
I'm sorry, I don't want my dog up there.
Yeah, it's a French bulldog. So French bulldogs are probably a little bit bigger than my two little ones. I've got a 9-pound and a 12-pound. There is no way on God's green earth that someone could tell me to put my dog in an overhead bin where you're not going to see me have an epic meltdown where I will walk off the plane instead of putting my animal in jeopardy.
Yeah,
so the moron who owned the dog is a complete moron.
Most people have that same reaction. I've seen a ton of people say that same thing on social media. And then the other thing is, I guess she had a couple kids with her, but it gets to a certain point.
Who the hell would agree to that?
It gets to a certain point where if you can't handle it, then you need to get some kind of help or something. Because it's just risking your dog's life by putting it up in the overhead and not checking it for a couple hours.
I would laugh in someone's face if they even suggested I put my dog in the overhead compartment. I would literally laugh in someone's face, and I would be arrested for being like a psychopath, probably. I don't care. I am not putting my animals in jeopardy.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Victoria, a psychopath?
They would probably think I was. I'm telling you, I would. My head would go Linda Blair style all the way around if someone told me.
I think we could solve this here because I'm totally opposed. Look, dogs in carry like carry bags, I get, and I think that was the case here with this.
Yeah, it was
with this with this French bulldog, and I think it's awful. And I think that both the owner and the flight attendant should be ashamed of themselves. I can't believe that it would even happen. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
But the people that you are talking about, Doug, who are parading on the plane with their dogs on a leash,
unless they're
seeing eye dogs, I am so opposed to that. I just it's rude. It is so rude to everybody else, whether it's the kid that's crying or the person that's allergic to dogs, and it's not good for the dog to be on a cross-country plane. I don't care what you tell me. Those dogs have to go to the bathroom. They have to be exercised. It's not fair. And so I don't think that I think we're in a really bad trend where people want to bring their service animals, and I'm using service.
No,
in air quotes or service peacocks or
anymore.
Whatever it is.
They don't wear it. They don't even bother
turkeys,
with the service things. They don't. They have no service. These
those are selfish people
things.
Who just want to rub their dog on everybody else. And so I think there needs to be an airline specifically for people traveling with pets because there's obviously a hole in the market for that.
Somebody started that, heavens, how many years ago? I looked into it. I remember it was a guy on the West Coast.
To tell Warren to do it.
Started an airline. He got funding for it, and he was going to try to do coast to coast. I talked to him. Matter of fact, I had him on the program. It might have been before you were around, Jennifer, but it was right around that time when I first started traveling a lot with Charlotte, and I wouldn't put her under the plane anymore. Charlotte was, in a sense, I don't know.
But you bought her a seat, correct?
Yeah.
Charlotte had her own seat. In a sense, that's a lot better. If you're just buying your own a seat for your dog, you're not forcing it to sit on, to share your leg space with the next person with you. The dog has its own seat. Maybe they should just make that the rule. If you want to bring your large dog with you,
still can
buy its own seat.
And there's peeing and pooping, and that's what I still don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the animal or the person who's sitting there on
it's
the plane.
It's better
with
to put the dog under the plane. To have
no, I don't think you should
cage?
Travel with your animals. If you've got to move your dog, drive.
I did.
Sorry,
that most
you're
of the
one that made the choice to buy the dog or adopt the dog.
I don't agree.
That's
with that.
Your responsibility. Right. Drive.
You and I have a disagreement. We don't often, but we do there. It's 18. Where are we? 19 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Half the hour now on the DJV Experience. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara with our focus now on television. I don't have any TV reviews from last night because I was busy involved in town politics. Whether any of you seen anything good last night you want to review quickly? Victoria?
I didn't watch. I watched American Housewife off my DVR. That's all I had time for after the gym. Yeah. Half an hour, one and done.
I just
watched a movie
night.
And that was it.
All right.
I didn't see any TV last night.
So, Jen, what do we have tonight?
All right, tonight we have, oh boy, we haven't talked much about this, basketball action. It is the NCAA March Madness tournament, men's basketball tournament, and you'll be able to see that on CBS at, prime time.
You're going to the drugstore and watch? Wow, that's great.
No, but this is, what drugstore?
CBS.
CBS, Dougie.
Oh, I hear it. Okay.
March Madness is going to kick off. That's really what you're going to be hearing about. And if you see people at their desk today or at your workplace acting dodgy, it's because they're working on their brackets. So there you go. How to Get Away with Murder, the season finale, is tonight. A little bit early for some of these shows. ABC at 10 o'clock. There's also the season premiere of Flip or Flop Vegas. That's the real estate experts. Bristol and Aubrey have rolled the dice on another round of home renovations. That's on HGTV tonight at 9. Brand new episode of Superstore on NBC. And there's just a whole lot of stuff. Grey's Anatomy has got a new episode tonight. On the CW, they're doing a feature. You know those Tough Mudder races that people do? Well, they're actually
mudder?
Doing...
What's that?
You know what those are, where
mudder
they do those mud...
Oh, mud. Hello, mudder. Hello, father.
You're in a mood. Have you slept much?
No. How could you tell?
Anyway, there's those tough mudder races when you go around in the mud and you're sloshing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the CW at 8 o'clock tonight is featuring Tough Mudder, Tougher Together. So there you go. That's about it tonight. You're going to see a slowdown. You're going to see a lot of season finales on ABC. They're going in that direction. A lot of sports will kick up, and then we'll get some of those mid-season
Designated Survivor's on tonight, though, right?
Designated Survivor is, no, it was last night, actually.
I thought it's on Thursday night.
No, sure. Tonight's Grey's Anatomy scandal and how to get away with murder.
I thought Designated. What's on Thursdays?
Is Will and Grace back?
Grey's
tonight?
Anatomy scandal and how to get away with murder. Will and Grace is back tonight. That's new. Superstore new. Champions. We should give that a little plug too. Champions is after Superstore at 8:30 on NBC. That's Mindy Kaling's new show. She's been doing a lot of press for that. And then the new show AP Bio airs after Will and Grace at 9:30 on NBC, followed by a rerun. Not a new episode of Chicago Fire.
All right. That's a good show. I find that interesting.
Catch up tonight.
The relationships. All right. It's 26 past the hour. Cher is in the musical news here. They're making a musical about a legendary star like Cher. One aspect of the production is finding the right costume designer to bring her looks to life. This new Cher show is kind of a jukebox musical based on the life of Cher. And the announcement was made that fashion icon Bob Mackie is going to be the costume designer. Cher and Mackie have a long
history.
Bob
Mackie, that's who she uses really consistently, right?
Right. 50 years she's been using him.
Jeez.
He designed the looks for her appearances on tours and
TV. She's wearing a floral muumuu in her new show.
A floral muumuu. It's 2014, the two stopped working together when Mackie was unable to design for the Dress to Kill tour. This new musical, which premieres in Chicago on the 12th of June, follows her. Her name, by the way, is Sherlyn Sarkazian LaPierre Bono Allman. That's her.
What's the LaPierre part? Was that her first husband?
No, I'm trying to remember what I did know that at one point in time. And now
must
you're
be somebody else, right?
When she married the guy from the NRA, is that Wayne LaPierre?
No one
knew about that. That was before she turned.
I'm going to have to look that up because she's Armenian by birth.
Right.
Sherlyn Sarkazian, and then she married Sonny Bono, and then she married Greg Allman, and then she married her dress designer, Mackie. Nice. I'm just making that up. Fake news! 28 past the hour.
Parent-Teacher Conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV Experience. You're listening to the thoughts and dreams, and sometimes nightmares of the ladies and the Dougster, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. I want to go back to this walkout across the country yesterday. The people that spilled out yesterday here in Framingham, the schools were not open, so there was none of this activity, even though the superintendent and most of the leaders of the school department had sanctioned this, or in some cases even encouraged it. But there were a lot of students who did march out of class around the country yesterday. And I wonder how effective this national school walkout was, 10 o'clock in most local time zones yesterday. There was a list of demands, ban assault weapons, this for Congress to work on, require universal background checks, pass a gun violence restraining order. And I wonder whether or not the election in Pennsylvania was somewhat of a reflection on this, whether any of you have thoughts about that. Is there some of this? This was a close election, but won by a Democrat in a usually Republican area. So I wonder if some of this has affected voters when it comes to the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are hard-pressed in most circumstances to go along with a lot of the focus on gun control or a change in attitude, whatever it is. But I wonder whether you think that this fellow winning...
I don't think there's any connection there at all, because person that won, Connor Lamb, was actually a pro-gun Second Amendment defender. I think in Pennsylvania, it had a lot to do with the candidates. You had Rick Saccone, who, no offense if Rick Saccone is listening right now, but he was kind of a bleh, boring sort of candidate. You had Connor Lamb, who's 33 years old, former Marine, federal prosecutor, comes out there and actually is running as a Republican, but with a D by his name. He's pro-Trump on tax reform. He's pro-Trump on tariffs. He is a pro-Second Amendment guy. He's a pro-life person, yet he's running as a Democrat. And here you have this young, energized person who's giving a moderate to a semi-conservative message running as a Democrat, and you do it in a district where more Democrats are registered, finally you're giving them a Democrat they can vote for. And it was widely reported that this was a Republican district. Well, the only reason they call it a Republican district is because Republicans have been winning there for the last 15 years, but there are 77,000 more registered Democrats in that district. So
okay.
Democrats there were thirsty for a candidate, obviously, that wasn't like Fruit Loops and so far off to the left that they were feeling isolated. So,
or Fruit Loops so far off to the right that there, because there's a little of both on, of that on both sides.
I would say it's less about that. Yes, there are in some races. Yes, that is true. Right. In this particular race,
Pocahontas,
it was about the Democrats. Well, it was the Democrats running more moderate than very progressive, very far left, very radical. And I think that's a lesson that Democrats might want to hear if they want to keep winning elections this year and then again in 2020.
So how many of them actually ended up in Washington? What did you find was traffic affected, Kara, in Washington that you could see at all yesterday because of this? A lot of busloads of kids from
all over. Yeah, it might have been in downtown and more urban areas where there are a lot of schools. Fortunately, I was on the highway and in more suburban areas where there aren't a ton of schools around me, so I was not affected. But, yeah, I saw pictures from D.C. and all over the country, smaller cities, bigger cities, of just kids outside walking, which was pretty cool to see.
The signs, books, not bullets. Interesting how this was put forth. But in some areas, like in Missouri, students were warned by the administrators they would get detention if they walked out. But a lot of them did it anyway. One way or another, it was a message they got across. Whether it was as effective as it might have been remains to be seen. There's always that usual, look at it, the people and their opinions. It was something that continues the focus on this issue, which I believe in my own world is an important sort of imperative, in fact. Whether this is the most effective way to do it, or whether you just, you're not walking in the street so much as going into the halls of power, whether it's Congress, whether it's the state legislators, whether it's a city council meeting, whatever it is, you can't get much done other than an attention. For example, yesterday I was at a business luncheon and the superintendent of schools in the city was speaking, and there was a lot of talk about how to protect children and what was the best thing to do. And he said he was uncomfortable with having an x-ray machine at the doors of all the schools. He was also talking about the difference between how you handle it in certain areas of town and how you handle it with different age groups, because it all isn't, he didn't think it was a cookie cutter situation. Awareness is one thing, but having awareness of the circumstances. But he talked a lot about mental health and the issue of, in Framingham, what we're doing, or what he suggested, and I guess they're going to go along with it, is having many more resource, what they call resource officers, which basically are guidance counselors, so that there's somebody in each school who knows every student, not just teachers, but there's someone in charge. So in the high school, for example, they have 2,200 kids in our high school. So they're going to, I think he said they're hiring 20 or something like that. They're either taking some of the teachers and making them resource officers if they want to be, or they're hiring people who are professionals in each of these circumstances to understand what the problems are with children, because he referenced how much different it is now than when he went to school or we went to school, all the different pressures and stuff. And so whether we think the schools are there for this sort of thing or not, they are. He went into a lot of different things that instead of building a new high school here in town, they're going to co-op with the college. There's actually two colleges here in Framingham, and they have college classes offered for kids who are seniors, for example, who are ready to take them. And so they'll be moving a lot of kids into college classroom situations for half of the day or more. The way he explained it, and more, they're going to open up a basically what is a vocational school as part of the high school again. This is going back to an era where when I was in school, we had one wing of the high school was a vocational school. Now we have a regional vocational school in town, and they're going to even go further into it by offering a hotel and restaurant course for people who want to be in that business, which isn't taking whatever they're not doing in the vocational school. They're going to take a lot of the things that people are doing where there are jobs and training kids, which I think is the way to do it, isn't it? Because some kids don't want to go to school. He and I were talking about this afterwards. You don't want to go to school. You don't have the money to go to school, whatever it is. So, okay, let's prepare these kids so that they're not going to be, when they get out of school, they're going to be failures. Train them for success. You have the usual things. We were addressing one of the elementary schools in town. There's only 10% of the kids that go there in the third grade that can speak English or can write anything in the third grade. He just started here this year, or was it last year, and he said, this is just not acceptable. How do we have, we're spending all this money for kids in school, and they don't know how to read, they don't know how to write. There are a lot of kids that are coming from different backgrounds, and they don't know how to speak the language. We have to address that. And he's right. A lot of the problems that come from, I won't say that about Cruz or some of these other people that have done this stuff, but a lot of kids get frustrated in school because they don't understand, because the schools are not, they're sort of co-opting, they're going with, oh, well, it's okay if we speak Spanish. No, it isn't okay if you speak Spanish. Not, you can speak it at home or in circumstances where it fits, but if you want a job and you want to have the job work and stick, then you better learn how to speak English in order to get along. This, the national language is not Spanish, it's English. So if you want to build into someone either the thought of success or the tools for success, I mean, whether you like it or you don't like it, that's a different subject. If you think everybody ought to be bilingual, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. That would allow you to be more successful, because that's the reality that many people are bilingual, and it would help you a little bit to be able to speak Spanish if you're not a Spanish speaker. But to kowtow to those who can't speak it and think they're going to get along in the society, and I'm not talking about illegals, I'm talking about illegals. We don't have much of an illegal problem in Framingham. We have some, but not a lot. For whatever the politically correct reason, the old school board was really out to lunch when it came to this, and the superintendent was in, ugh, what a horror show before this guy. And they finally got to the point of firing him because the system was completely inept. But you see what I'm saying. There's this thinking, if it could be something that was all a countrywide thing, what is there about having to, he said, why does everybody have to go to college? And that's the system, I mean, that's the thinking that has been so reflective. I'm sure, Victoria, when you grew up, Kara, when you were growing up, Jennifer, I know that was the thinking with my children. And I think Brendan, my son, could have been just as successful when you look down the road, if he hadn't gone either to the school that he went to or, you know, handled it the way that he did. So what about it? What do we do? Is this the right approach? And does that help to fix some of the problems that we have with some of these students who, I mean, I've touched on three or four things here So now I'll let you guys walk with it, take it. Is there something to the protest? I don't feel like got to the root of the problem yesterday. It was kind of a showboaty thing. I was happy to see it because I like protesting, but I don't think they went to the right places. I don't think it had the right impact.
Well, I think the good thing, at least with them, just to kind of cut in, I feel like I've seen a lot of people say, well, this doesn't work or this doesn't work. I think the good thing, at least with students now, is they're doing different things. So we've seen them go on TV and we've seen them contact their local government officials, and now they're going out and just, I think, trying to show how unhappy students in the country are with it. And so, and this is actually a thing I saw Jen post on Twitter yesterday, is encouraging people to also, instead of walking out, walking up to people. And, you know, if you see someone sitting in the cafeteria by themselves, or someone who doesn't have a lot of friends, walking up and talking to them. And so I think there are, the good thing about this discussion is people are trying to figure out different ways of actually making a difference.
Yeah.
And so, maybe walking out, maybe that's not going to be the thing that makes a difference, but it does show government officials how people actually feel about it, and I think that's important. And then there are other things that I think people are doing on the side that will hopefully actually make a difference as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with the walkout in general, because I think that it could have been used for a lot of positive things. I know at some of the local schools in Los Angeles, they released 17 doves to remember the victims, those types of things. So on its surface, I don't have a problem. But I also know that this wasn't planned by students. This was actually planned by feeder groups like the Women's March and different groups who want to show adversity for political reasons. And so I can't say that it's because every kid is outraged about guns that they walked out yesterday. I don't think that that's true. I don't believe that that's true.
I think people walked out yesterday
because they wanted to walk out.
I think
and because everybody else was doing it.
I think
it,
it's
and it's
despicable
sort of
politicians who use these sorts of things for their own purposes, and that's
so. I think it can be a double. I think it can be a double-edged sword. I also think that it's really naive for any of us to have these conversations where we think we're going to see change if we only change the gun laws or if we only do one part of this. I think it's really, really naive and actually pretty narrow-sighted if we don't talk about hardening schools as and not keeping them as soft targets. I think it's a huge disservice if we're not talking about mental illness, because that is really what causes people to pull the trigger on those guns that people think are killing everyone. And that would be just my two cents in all of this. I think that it's fine, and I think in some places there's a silver line. There was some violence at our local protest, which is ridiculous. But I just feel that we need to have a real honest conversation. And I know that for kids, they think immediately if you take the guns away, there's not going to be any more violence. And that's just not true. That's not there's no research that backs that up.
Victoria, you're the only one who hasn't been heard from.
Well, it could be. I see both sides of this. I see what Jen is saying. I think you're right, Jen, that we obviously, and I think all of us can easily agree that we need to address mental health issues. This is, it's such an epidemic. At the same time, a lot of the kids feel that, and I've seen them, you know, all on the news and everything, saying that, and I agree with this, if people don't have assault rifles where they can fire so many bullets at once, if they have only a knife or if they only have a rifle or things like that, I get the assault weapon ban that kids are requesting. And a lot of this yesterday, those were one of the three bullet points that the kids were chanting about.
Didn't that pass during that Florida bill? Wasn't that part of the Florida bill?
Well, no. The assault. It raised the age that you can purchase weapons. But just to, and I don't want to interrupt.
And I don't think the age thing is going to matter, though.
The
I really
thing
don't.
That gets me crazy is that anybody who talks about an assault weapon ban has never shot a gun, because the AR-15 that they call an assault rifle doesn't shoot really any differently than my handgun. It has nothing to do with the high capacity. A magazine holds the amount of bullets that it holds, 10 bullets. It doesn't shoot like Rambo-style guns unless you modify them.
It's a symbol, though, I think, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
DJV time is 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time as well. There is a robot in your future, maybe 800,000 of them as things shake out. I saw something yesterday, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here with me on the Tech Talk segment. The number of jobs are going to be lost in the next 2 years to robots and then the next 20 years and how that all shapes out. So that even speaks more to what I was talking about a few minutes ago about training kids for jobs that won't be likely affected by the technology of the even near-term future, which is we're going to have a technological revolution like you wouldn't believe in the next 20 or 30 years in this country, I think. Meanwhile, we have a couple of other items to focus on. Whether you're taking off for spring break or you travel for business, traveling poses unique cybersecurity threats. Let's see what we can find out by listening to this.
A recent University of Phoenix travel survey reveals that 55% of travelers feel that the need to use personal devices while on vacation outweighs cybersecurity risks. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, College of Information Systems and Technology, and School of Business at University of Phoenix.
When traveling, we often trade security for convenience, which can leave us vulnerable to cyber criminals who want to steal personal information. Whether in another country or down the street, it's important to remember to practice the same cybersecurity measures on vacation as we do at home.
According to Bonilla, you can take steps to avoid the countless ways your personal information can be compromised while away from home.
Anytime we connect to Wi-Fi networks like at the airport or coffee shop, we put our personal data at risk. The better option than connecting to public networks is to connect to your phone's hotspot instead. Additionally, minimize e-commerce activity on public Wi-Fi and always use strong and unique passwords for different accounts.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu.
The Geek Out.
After announcing it back in October, Google has finally launched Clips. Now, this is a clever little video camera you place anywhere you want to capture moments of action. And I know that sounds like every other camera. Clips is very different. The 2x2-inch device doesn't have a viewfinder, and it only has one button. Nor does it shoot a continuous stream of video or just start videoing after it senses motion. Google is showing off its progress in artificial intelligence here, because the brains of Clips recognizes moments worthy of being videoed and does so in 7-second increments. Clips understands the difference between a pet simply walking by and the same pet playing or chewing on your shoe. Clips is not a security camera or an action camera. It's a smart camera. And for $250, you'll have to decide if it works for you.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, Boomtown, when it comes to information about technology, that is the, we've got so much information sometimes to absorb, it's difficult, but Victoria's good at sort of synthesizing it. So let's see what we've got going on here. I have predicted Boston was going to be where Amazon headquarters were going to expand, and we seem to know a little bit more about that today, yeah?
Well, you and the robot from Wells Fargo, you and the robot agree then that Boston will be the new headquarters for Amazon's second campus, which is being called HQ2. This is a stock-picking robot that Wells Fargo has used in several different projects, and so I guess they decided to see what it thought about where HQ2 would be, and Boston is the likely choice. It's a $5 billion facility. It will create as many as 50,000 jobs, and it will be the full equal to Amazon's existing Seattle headquarters. And so this intelligence, artificial intelligence system, this robot, apparently took a look at things like stock price and media mentions, and it aggregates all of this information that's out there on social media, and it computes the data, and Boston is the clear winner for it. The interesting thing is no one else actually thinks Boston's winning, except you, Doug. You and the robot think that Boston is going to win. It uses deep learning technology. It generates predictions. It uses a variety of different factors, things like that. But behind Boston, the robot thinks that Chicago, Atlanta, New York City, and Toronto are actually the top five. The interesting thing about that is all the other human experts believe that Washington, D.C. is actually the top choice. Yeah, so
It isn't. If going to Washington, one of the things they're looking for is access. Mm-hmm. The nightmare of traveling in Washington is just that, a nightmare.
Yeah.
So to have, and real estate's very expensive there. Boston's reasonable. Atlanta is Chicago. Nobody's going to Chicago because of the reputation the city has. The businesses in Chicago have suffered greatly, as has Detroit. In some circumstances, they're trying to clean up Detroit, but there hasn't really been. The leadership is so bad in Chicago that they just haven't really dealt with all of the problems they're having, literal problems of keeping people alive there. So, Boston.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.